Crabb is someone that I've been a big fan of since he was in college. You know, for a brief time in my life, I wanted to go to Texas Tech because Crabb was there, you know. So when he became a free agent after my rookie year and he was in our building, I was trying to do anything I could to not let him leave without being a Raider. You know, I know the kind of talent he is. My brother was with him in San Francisco, so I had that information as well. And, man, I'm just so thankful and blessed that he chose to stay in Oakland with us and stay in the Bay Area, because we saw it today. I mean, the guy is a game changer. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in this league. He proves it day in and day out. And I think that his best play was that third down when he ran the end cut. And, he just completely – I mean, that was his ball, no matter what. So, you know, he does stuff like that, and it just, you know, makes you just want to give him a hug, but you can't because you got to win a football game.
Did you try to you said when he came in as a free agent, did you try to talk to him at all then?
I made sure I was in the building when he was. And like I said, I was trying to say anything I could to make sure he didn't leave that building without being a Raider. I didn't want him to go anywhere else.
What did you do, give him a box of candy or something?
Yeah, box of candy. and I promised him that, you know, if we continued to work hard, you know, I didn't promise him catches, I didn't promise him touchdowns, but I promised him that if we worked our tails off together, that we could do something special.
What does each one of these wins do for you guys when you're able to go on the road and come from behind and get a win?
You know, it helps us in the division race. It helps us in the playoff race. You know, that's what it comes down to, is wins. You know, the numbers are cool and fun to look at, but I don't, like I said, like, and I mean it, I don't care about numbers. You know, we've had great numbers and we've lost games, and I don't like that feeling. You know, now that I've experienced this being my third year, I just want to win, and I don't care how we do it. So the fact that we keep winning and the way we're winning, it just shows that, you know, the culture that we've built, you know, in Oakland, it's paying off, man. We're seeing the benefits of it. We're seeing, you know, the fruit of all the hard work that we've put in. You know, we always talked about moving mountains one stone at a time. And now we're seeing those mountains start to move, and it's kind of nice.
Can you take us through that last touchdown?
Yeah. So, they had a cover forward look to Crabb's side. Safety was flat-footed. Crabb, you know, beat his one-on-one and, you know, took it up the sideline. And, you know, he made a great play, especially, you know, it's really tight quarters, you know, for that kind of route. But he did a good job of dragging that foot, and he scored.
Is he the guy you're looking for from the get-go?
It just depends on the coverage. Yes, sir. It just depends on the coverage.
There was time where the offense wasn't moving able to move the ball. What changed on that final drive? Were you guys able to just start sitting down the field?
You know, we got, again, going into this game, and obviously during this game, Baltimore is one of the best defenses in this league, year in and year out. Doesn't matter, especially coming here and trying to play against them. It's ridiculous. I mean, they got Pro Bowlers left and right all over that field. And the way they disguise covers, the way they blitz, the way they know. I mean, their defensive staff is some of the best I've ever seen and, you know, heard about knowing protections and knowing what beats certain things, making in-game adjustments. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to them. You know, it's not going to be pretty. You know, it's going to be a physical game. You try, you want it to be perfect. But, you know, I'm just happy to see that when we needed it, our guys, you know, made some great plays.
Michael said that, you know, just after the game, that you coached him up a little bit as it progressed and he was getting back there. What did you say to him as the game went on? And they were obviously still trying to key on him effectively, but third touchdown.
Crabb, man, I'm not going to take any credit. He kept saying the same thing to me. I'm just out there doing my job. You know, if I think a point should be made, I'll say it. If not, I'll keep my mouth shut and just try and show it with the way that I work. There's really nothing else I can say about the guy. I just want to praise him so much, because the way he makes me look sometimes, he makes me look a lot better than I am. You know, the way that he runs his routes and gets open, he makes it very, very easy on me.
Yeah, just to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, what have you learned that's really unique about Crabtree as a receiver that you could bank on and tough time?
Always, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I can always bank on his competitiveness. You know, him and I, it's so funny, man. We joke around betting push-ups on college games and things like that, and I sit down to him last night. We are so much alike. I sit down, I said, okay, who you got in this game? Yeah, I'd pick them too. Who you got in this game? Yeah, me too. Who about this one? Yeah, me too. We got the same mindset. We think the same way. We're super competitive. And, you know, we both got brothers that we've been competing with. You know, there's so much in common that we have. It's funny. And as we've gone on in our relationship over the years, man, we're learning there's more and more that we have in common. So I can always bank on him being super competitive, and that's all you want. You know, you want someone to fight. You know, too many times, there's a lot of guys out there with a lot of talent. You know, obviously he has a lot of talent, but I don't care about that. I want guys to be super, super competitive because you can win with that.
You see a lot of games, a lot of film. Rate his hands.
Oh my goodness! 10 out of 10. It's ridiculous. I think watching the film too of last year's game, which they didn't really do much of, but you know, I threw him a shallow cross, and I threw a horrible pass. I threw it like at his ankle, and he went down running full stride and still caught it with his hands. And now that's stuff that you just don't see. Usually that's just an incomplete and you get booed as a quarterback, you know. But, you know, he catches it and we punt, you know, and no one says anything. It's just, you know, the guy, his hands are 10 out of 10. It's not even close.
There are three road wins. What's it say about what's going on here?
That we need to win at home. that we need to win at home. Sorry to Raider Nation, man. We got to do it in front of y'all, man. You know, that's what it says. But, you know, it does say, you know, in all seriousness, it does say that we'll fight anywhere. And, you know, I always go back to, you know, Pat Hill, who I love dearly, who was my first head coach at Fresno. And he said, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, I think that, you know, we've kind of taken on that mindset. You know, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know, Coach Del Rio is a real gritty, tough man. And he's instilled that in us. You know, he'll get in a fight wherever, whenever, for his brothers. And, you know, we're learning that. We're not perfect at it, but we're learning that. You know, that we'll go out and fight for anybody in that locker room. I'll fight for him no matter what. Yeah. Oh man, great job! We won. Let's enjoy the plane ride home. You know, when you get a win like that, you know, with a physical game, with everybody's tired, you just want to get on the plane and go back to sleep. You know, and get ready for the next one. You know, my mindset, I'll be getting ready for this next one here as soon as I walk out that door. You know, this league is just like that. You know, we go from you know, a great, you know, comeback win and holding them at the end here in Baltimore. And this league doesn't care. You're on to the next one, you know. And so that's my mindset. As soon as I leave this, I mean, I kind of was already working on it before I came in here. I'm ready for the next game, you know. And that's honestly the mindset.
Derek, like this team is described so often as a young team. Does it still feel like a young team, especially when you win the game right out of the box on the road like this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously by the numbers, we are young. You know, and, you know, everyone thinks of Crabb as the old vet. The man's 29 years old. You know, he's not old. He's going to be doing it for a lot more time. So, you know, it's funny, man. Just, you know, you look at our captains, you look at the leaders on the team. They are quote unquote young guys, but we've played a lot of football. You know, we've played a lot of football. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen a lot of hard times, obviously, and we never changed who we were. You know, and that's the thing that I love about, you know, the quote-unquote young guys on this team, is that we went through that, and we're still the same guys standing before you 3-1 as we were 0-10. You know, our mindset will not change. We will not stop working. You know, we're not going to stop, you know, doing what we do. We're not going to think highly of ourselves. We're not going to be arrogant for what? You know, we haven't done anything yet. You know, we're going to remain humble, and we're going to remain consistent in our work ethic.
Couple more here, guys.
About Michael Crabtree has surprised you since he showed up in Oakland last year?
You know, I don't know if it's a surprise. It's tough because I've known him beforehand because my brother was with him in San Fran.
Right.
You know, so it's, I can't say surprise, but one of the things that I've just gotten to experience is, I said earlier, is his competitiveness. You know, he's just like me, man. We're super competitive. You know, I won't let my wife beat me in checkers. You know, I'm not going to let her win. I won't let my kids beat me at anything. You know, I'm just super competitive. You know, and my wife gets mad at me sometimes for that. But you know, that's just how I was raised. You know, the fact that, you know, he can go out there day in and day out, and I'm talking about practice, and give everything that he has, competing for the football and all those things. It pays off here on the football field. And that's a great message for young kids, man. You know, they see all these plays being made and all these catches. Well, he does it in practice every day. You know, it doesn't just happen out here on the field. So, you know, that's something, you know, I love kids. So, I mean, I want them to know that. You know, he does it every single day in practice.
Khalil got his first sack today. And when you see him, you know, out there every game with 2-3 guys getting thrown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, that's the crazy thing to me. I didn't know that he didn't have one yet because he's always in the backfield. So I really did not know that. But obviously, I'm sure he's so happy. The first one's always the hardest to get, you know. So hopefully they just come in bunches now, you know. So I know he's happy, but he wasn't stressing. That's the great thing that we just talked about. No one, whether you're playing really well or playing not so well, playing in the middle, it doesn't matter. We keep the same mindset and we just fight every day. So there's never been a change in anybody's mood. We just keep going.